listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat. Hi, everybody. Thursday, May 14th, year of our Lord 2020. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I'm here in the audio chat live stream with Craig and with Jelly.
Bonsoir. Bonsoir.
Jelly, if you've never met him, is in Geneva, Switzerland. He's in the French part of the city.
I love the country, rather. The city itself is French-speaking. The country is divided in three parts. One is speaking French, the other is speaking German, and the third one is speaking Italian. So I am in the French part.
Did you say Italian?
Yes, there is a small part of the country that is speaking Italian. And we even have a linguistic minority, about 10 to 15,000 people that speak a curious mix of the three languages.
Can you understand them?
No, not really, no. It's funny because on TV sometimes they play this show that is like 1.5 hours of this language subtitled, but you might catch a word or two, but even if you were to speak the three languages, it would be kind of difficult to understand it. It's a very, very secluded place, and we're not in contact with the other place around for many, many times during the older period, so I'll explain that.
All right, well, this is Corona talk all the time, all Corona news, all Corona fakeology point of view broadcast, so if you're not talking Corona, nobody wants to listen. So let's talk Corona. Would you, you're doing some research on Canada's Corona Prime Minister. We have a new Prime Minister that most people are, I guess they're starting to learn who he is. And you're doing some research on this guy named Mr. Theresa Tam.
Yes. Yes. So to be clear, that person identified publicly as a woman, but I have very, very little doubt that it is in fact a man. So what I found about that person, the backstory is not that interesting in the end. That's a doctor, and it is in the control of the country
What kind of doctor, you know? There's all kinds of doctors. Dr. Fetzer, who I like to listen to, he's a doctor of philosophy, and I wouldn't let him change a Band-Aid on me. So who is Dr. Tam? What kind of doctor? This is the part that troubles me.
So, let me see what is said on their LinkedIn page. She is now currently an executive director of... No. I got the wrong profile. There is an insane amount of doctor with that specific name. It's very, very interesting. Theresa.
Really?
Not Margaret. Theresa Tam. Theresa Tam.
While you're looking for it, I posted a link that apparently the state of Wisconsin is now out of any kind of executive orders. The executive order from their governor has been overturned by the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. So congratulations to the free people of Wisconsin. Now everyone's turning argument that the right-wing assembly that represents the people overturned the left-wing governor, but I don't think anyone should look at it that way. It's simply they're allowing people, if they believe that there is no virus, or even if they believe there is a virus, they are allowed to be free and to get sick just like anyone else in this world who takes a million risks a day by literally just getting up and driving to work. So congratulations to the cheeseheads, to the dairy state of the United States, and let cheddar flow. Let the cheddar flow. Let the Gouda, let the brie, let the Swiss cheese. There's a shout out to you there, buddy. Let it go.
Yes. Just to be clear, all the names you just said are at the very least copyright infringement.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Sorry about that. Inopportune. So say that again?
Yes, I was saying that all the cheese names that you just mentioned are copyright infringement, I figure, to be made in another place. So it's why in North America you get this generic name of Swiss cheese, because I don't think that they are allowed to produce something like a Gruyere, Emmental, Appenzeller, or those kind of cheese, you know, that are specific to a region that are name protected.
Well, I would say the most famous cheese in America is probably Kraft macaroni and cheese, and that doesn't even have any cheese in it.
It doesn't? What is in place of cheese?
It's some kind of powder in a package that my guess is it's simulated cheese. So it's not even, I don't think it has an ounce of milk protein in it. You could look it up if you want. It's the most famous poor person's meal there is, Kraft dinner.
As in Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots?
That is correct.
Oh.
I don't think he has anything to do with this Kraft, but maybe he does, because it's one of the two biggest food companies in the world, Kraft / whoever they merged with last.
Mm-hmm. Nestle must be the second one or the first, I don't know, but it's one of the biggest ever also.
Yeah, Nestle, Purina, Nestle's pretty big. But anyway, we're getting off topic there, but I wanted to give you...
Let's come back to this wonderful person, Teresa Tam. So Teresa Tam was born in 1965, and her specialty, she is a pediatric infectious disease specialist. So she's supposed to be specialized in infectious disease. But what I found of interest about that person is that in the year, the previous year, she has published or participated in the publication of many different papers that were related to what we are living right now. And some of the things that are in it are really, really related to what we are living right now. For example, I saw on one of the articles she participated, and this one is dated from June 9, 2009, and they said, and in another lesson from SARS, the province, Ontario, has stockpiled supplies and equipment, such as N95 respirators to protect health care workers in health emergency. So, supposedly, the government of your province, Ontario, 10 years ago, made the adjustment necessary to always have some masks, some N95 masks at disposal in case of a pandemic or whatever. But what I found in another article that is from the CBC News in 2020, I will read from it. For example, CBC News has learned that the Saskatchewan Health Authorities has decided to allow healthcare workers to start using expired N95 masks from its stockpile. They were purchased during the H1N1 outbreak in 2009-10. The province says they expired after 5 years, meaning they've been expired for about 5 years. So apparently the government is putting your government is putting a lot of money into preparedness only to let the material expire and not renew it.
Well, I think their excuse would be we didn't know that so many people would need a mask. But I wonder what makes an N95 mask expire. I'm guessing it's because it might have activated charcoal in it. I've only seen a couple real hardcore COVID idiots wear them. I think there's a little square with activated charcoal But other than that, I don't really understand what is so active or what is what can expire in them.
I don't know. It's probably the charcoal or just the fact that if it is to be exposed to air at a certain point in a storage room or whatever, or it's just as simple as dry crackers that only have an expiry date, so you throw them away and buy new ones if you ever find them in your place.
Yeah, I hate dry crackers. I hate stale crackers. I won't put up with them. Even in my soup, they don't taste good. But the reason why we're focusing on this person, Dr. Tam, and every single country, every single jurisdiction seems to have a public health administrator. And these are the soldiers in Bill Gates' army that basically are controlling the entire world by the simple idea of the fear of death. If you tell someone, if you don't listen to me, you will die or you will kill someone else, it is the most powerful motivator known to man. It's more powerful than anything else, the fear of dying or the fear of causing someone else to die thanks to you. So these are the propagators of fear. I contend that they are tantamount to inciting a riot, even though there hasn't been any real riots, but it is that close to inciting some kind of very detrimental...
You killed it out at the end of your sentence.
Well, hold on a sec. I'm guessing what they're doing is not illegal anywhere in the world, which is why they're getting away with it. But these people, you look up your local top health official, public health they call it, and the public health official basically is trained by the WHO. They get all their notes from the WHO, all their instructions from the WHO, which of course is an international body. They're unelected, they're appointed, and the money they make is some of the highest public money any bureaucrat makes anywhere. And this came to my attention again, and I posted on it on fakeologist.com, because the head public health official in L.A. County, you know, La La Land, Hollyweird, that person, I looked it up, that person makes $600,000 a year to scare the hell out of people. And I think she said something off the cuff, or I don't exactly know the context, but basically she said L.A. County will be locked down until August, another 3 months. And then I think today it slowly was retracted, at least it was somewhat corrected by the mayor of L.A., Garcetti. But the point is, these people are the most powerful people in the world right now in every single country. Because every politician, because they're afraid that they might be blamed for causing people to die, because they're so dumb, they don't have any education themselves, and they refuse to look into it, or they don't care to look into it, they are submitting to these models that are being promoted by these public health officials that are trained by Bill Gates' WHO organization, another unelected, centrally controlled body. So these are public enemies number one. It's not your dumb leaders in your respective countries who know nothing and are proving they know nothing. It is the public health officials that are an army fanned out across the world that are terrorizing the world worse than any Al-Qaeda or ISIS or any other made-up boogeyman could ever terrorize anybody. And that is a real fear of death that they put into every single person in this world, except, of course, the fakeologists, all 50 of us.
Yes, what you say about those people reminds me kind of the political commissar that you had in the Soviet Union. You know, they take their order from the Central Committee, and they kind of repercute it down the line to the province or whatever. So I look at that situation kind of the same. Those people are taking their order from outside the country, from the outside institution, and they just repercute it, and local government cannot say much. So for that specific Theresa Tam character, she made her teeth kind of during the SARS scare in 2003. So she's specialized in those in that specific field. So in that sense, it was logical that she ended up at the top of it. What I can say about that person, I don't know much, is that on the few pictures that I saw and the video that I saw, it seems to have very, very, very big end for a female. That I can
say. Not to mention a male-looking face and an Adam's apple. That person is very, what we call, transpicious. And if you like that kind of research, egi.fakeologist.com, it's a sub-blog. It's a fun thing, but there's something to it. We don't know what it is exactly, but there is something to look into, and I think that because they are a very odd minority, they're somewhat altered in some way, I don't know which way, they are definitely prone to being blackmailed, and therefore they will do anything they are told, and so as to keep their, whatever they are, secret, but I don't think they're anything special. I think they're just people that are really good at following orders. And they all make a crap ton of money.
Yes.
And this is very important. They make, I think he, she makes more than our prime minister. And the same goes for all these people that have fanned out all around the world and are paid by you, your local taxpayer, whatever jurisdictions you're in. So these are the public enemies, number one. Well, it's fine to take aim at your premier, your governor. You got to realize these people have no idea what they're talking about. They're just every press conference that they give every day, and almost everyone is giving a press conference every day to give you an update on the model, which is a bullshit projection of what could happen if this was a really contagious virus, which it is not, which viruses are not. And they are the ones that are referenced by every politician every single day. And these people are not accountable. All of them should be tried for inciting a riot, inciting harm, and they should all be quarantined themselves and sent to a very deserted, inhospitable part of the world. I can think of a place somewhere in Ethiopia where nothing grows, and let them all rot there and wait for their trial when the courts come back, which hopefully will be never. These are the real demons of our society.
What you just said can be characterized as a threat. Can be. But it's one choice. No, I'm saying the same thing that the WHO guy was saying. Coronavirus can be characterized as a pandemic. So the guy was not saying that it's a pandemic. So I'm not saying that it's a threat, you know.
Yes, that's right. He never said it was a pandemic. That is, seems like you're, that is a very, very amazing observation. And right after PK put that on his channel was shut down, which is why I have it on FakeTube, which is why I have it on Resilio Sync. So if you want all the pandemic or coronavirus hoax audios and videos that I've downloaded over the last 2 months, click on the link on my website and download it and get them all for yourself. Rely on these YouTubes and the Facebooks and the Twitters. You will be very disappointed.
Yes, they will disappear. So to come back to this Theresa Tam character, I found also an article on Chatelaine.com, which is funny because Chatelaine is the name of the place I am in right now. But anyway, she is speaking about her career and about the challenge that it faces as the Canada's chief public health officer. And the thing that is fascinating is the article is dated August 23, 2019. And if you read the article, the only thing you should be worried about as a Canadian is an infectious disease. There is no mention of the opioid crisis or elderly care or anything, nothing, nothing. The only thing that person decides to speak about in that article is the possible outbreak of a very, very contagious disease. And that's it. So I found out that it was interesting that already last summer that character was only
Her boss, Bill Gates, has been saying that for 10 years. He has been repeating that for a long time, and he works for Bill Gates.
Yes, but I thought that it was a telltale sign that that person doesn't have the interest of the Canadian at heart, and the only thing she is or it is there for is to push that that hoax. And yes, I would have found interesting if that person would have said something about different health issues that touch the good people of Canada. But apparently, that's only the narrative.
I want to pat myself on the back because SARS was here in, what is it, 2002 or 3, and Toronto was at the forefront in the world of SARS. And we blamed it on the Asians coming over here, and there's lots of Asians, and actually the hospital that I go to quite a bit for my in-laws was right at the center of it. And I was quite skeptical about what was happening back then. I wasn't a fakeologist in 2002, but I was very skeptical of what was happening. But as a media junkie, I watched the one infectious disease specialist who allegedly died a few years ago that was down at our leading maternal hospital downtown. And I would always watch with interest what they would say about infectious disease, because we only have one expert who allegedly died. I don't know, maybe she caught a cold or something. But I was always really skeptical of everything they said because it never really made a lot of sense to me, this whole infectious disease idea. Now, this is before I knew anything about viruses or anything like that, but I'm at least happy that I was not very happy with this expert way back in the day, a long time ago. So this is the skepticism I've had for a long time, and now, of course, it's come to full circle, and it's come to really blow up in the biggest way possible, bigger than 9/11 ever could. So this has always bothered me, these infectious disease specialists. You know, I kind of categorize them as nuclear scientists now, because nobody believes in nukes. The nuclear weapon, the nuclear bomb, that whole idea is gone. Nobody thinks about that. Nobody. Nobody under 60 cares about it. And
yes,
those people that were the experts, and still are, I guess, of nuclear, always seem to be bullshit artists to me. And now we have what I call the epidemiologists, the infectious disease experts. To me, they're the new BS artists. And, of course, we can see the havoc they're wreaking by telling everyone that if they don't hide under their beds for another forever, they will die or kill somebody. Which is, to me, again, it's a criminal act. Criminal.
Yes, and in the end, I don't know what people... I was happy to hear that some people in the USA managed to get some freedom back from the government. But it's very strange because there is no, how can I say that, no clear line of conduct. Not that I am advocating for a world government or whatever, but if the disease is the same everywhere, it makes no sense for such country to adopt such measure and other to adopt other measure. In the end, it makes absolutely no sense.
Well, it only makes sense if you are of the belief that I am, that they are trying to destroy the United States. That makes complete sense. Where obviously they're happy with Canada. Well, they're still trying to kill us too. But they're happy, they seem to be okay with Switzerland and whatever country is really not paying attention anymore to this phony virus. But the ones that they are putting the screws to, they seem to have a special interest in destroying them.
Yes, so I would say that France would be destroyed also, because France is very, very, very different than what I am experiencing in terms of lockdown. So if I would guess two European countries that have the most to suffer from that, it would be Italy and France. And Spain, but later in the year when the summer has passed and absolutely no tourist money has came.
All right.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Liam from Canada, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Boy, I could barely hear him. Too faint. I'll have to boost that one some other time. But yeah, so you're saying that they are torturing France and Spain as well?
Not that Spain is specifically, as far as I know, that much tortured, but It's clear that Spain will not bring much revenue from tourism this summer, and Spain is very reliant on tourism. Italy, I would say it is to be it, but it's because the country was in massive lockdown for a long time, and and the country is derelict. France, it's clearly because there was some massive political protest, and there is the pension reform, and the general climate makes sense for the country to remain locked down, and they are start to de-lock down, but only on specific region and under strict condition and whatever. So, as far as I know, and I can only speak for the French-speaking world and the English-speaking world, France seems to be very, very touched by those measures, and it seems to be mostly to refrain people from meeting together and protest again on the street. Because it has to be known that for 1 year and a half before this whole crisis, there were weekly protests in many cities in France. So it's not the case anymore, obviously.
So the Yellow Jackets are not, they haven't started up again?
No, not really. There was some local try to have something going, but it's not that it's dead. Because the movement is still living, and if people want to come back on the street, it will resume. But I think that's the reason why the state of emergency will be maintained, and public gathering will be avoided as much as possible by the government, at least until the next election, just for the sake of getting this government, if possible, reinstated for 4 more years. 5.
Okay. Well, I've got 5 minutes left. I might try and do a YouTube stream tonight. I'm not sure. It depends. But might do a YouTube stream of some sort just to see if I can show my screen, that kind of thing. I'm not sure anyone cares about it, but I want to try the technology a bit. But
yes, I wanted to reiterate that this character, your public health officer, he's on the game for a very long time, and it was on all the scams from the previous year. All the massive one, and there's no surprise that specific character was Putin first. And it's interesting when you read what he was saying earlier in his life, and everything coincided for some strange reason. Everything was right, everything was correct, the model was the right one. So very, very interesting character, and like you said, we have one in each and every country in the world. Our character is not that interesting. It was someone that was shown up by the International Organization of the World, sort of. He's a doctor, was supposed to be retired, but he's a hero, so he stayed to help us during this crisis. And he's our leader, somehow.
I wonder what he makes.
The thing is that I think that the people in the Federal Council, which is the higher institution of the country, there are 7, I think that they are banking 400,000 Swiss francs a year. But I might be wrong. I am sure that this guy is making a little bit more.
Yeah. I think a Swiss franc is the same as a dollar, U.S. dollar, 1 to 1.
Yes. Yes, almost. A little bit more, a little bit less, but on and on, it's almost the same.
Yes, yes, yes. Huh. Well, these are the people that people should be focusing on. Forget your dumb leaders. They're not really, they have nothing to say. They look like deer's caught in the headlight. They just don't look like they have any idea what they're talking about, and they keep referring to these chief medical officers. These are public enemy number one. These are the ones that are responsible for keeping the boot on your neck. These are the guys that people should focus on, not your leaders. It doesn't matter who's leading what political stripe, they're not the ones calling the shots. That should be obvious.
Yes. And that time character is looking like it could probably kick Justin Trudeau ass on a fight. So it has big hands. Yeah. It has gigantic hands for someone of such a small frame.
Yeah, and with Justin's sloped shoulders and good looks, and he is on the opposite side of the transpicious spectrum, if you ask me.
Yes. They are on different paths, let's say.
Yeah, I think they might be in the same program, just the opposite pole. But I'm not going to go there because I don't know for sure. But they do have opposite characteristics of what one would expect them to have.
Yes. But I have to say that that I like better your Tam character than our character, because your character is related to so many things in Fakeology. First, there is a big historic of that character and infectious disease, and it also relates to trans investigation. So it's a Fakeology's dream, that character, I would say. There is so many facets to it.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. And we should spend more time. Next time, we'll play a clip and listen. From what I understand, there's a lot of complaints about understanding the person. And someone in our government somewhere made a comment about how that person is Chinese and disloyal to Canada and loyal to China, which, of course, is the alternate conspiracy theory that China's responsible for all this. That's another theory that they promote, and anyone that speaks of it is a racist, and that is how, of course, that argument is shut down. But as a fakeologist, we do not subscribe to the alternate theory that China is behind this, because the main idea that viruses cannot be spread and you can't catch a virus nullifies and negates all of those theories 100%.
Yes, so let's take a minute to listen to that Theresa Tam character telling the good people of Canada that they should not wear masks 1 month ago.
Okay. Is Canada not telling the public to wear masks because we're worried about a shortage and we want to make sure that doctors and other frontline people have them?
I think there's two separate reasons. I think for sure, absolutely, we want to protect our frontline healthcare workers. And prioritizing supply in that setting is critically important, and we're looking at all sorts of different avenues to procure. For the public, I think the current scientific evidence we are continuing to evaluate, of course, we can be flexible if we find any new evidence, but I think the scientific evidence is that if you are sick, then put on a mask to prevent those droplets from flying, you know, in any space as you're...
Well, that's enough for me. But that voice, the big ends, come on. Come on, no. There is no way.
Well, the accent is a real mashup of all kinds of different countries. I think it was educated or spent a lot of time in London, of course, probably at the Imperial College of Brainwashing. So there's the British accent thrown in there. I don't know where. I can't remember where. Well, you might have looked it up, where it's from. But it's been all over the place.
Yes, in an article I've read today, it was mentioned that her supposed English accent came from her education in England, apparently. But I love listening to a public officer or world leader having an horrible accent. I really love it. I don't feel alone anymore. It and the guy from yesterday really cheer me up on that aspect.
Who is that?
The guy that we listened, the Ethiopian guy that we listened to yesterday. Him and that Tam character, they really cheered me up on the accent.
Well, because they're not good speakers and most people ignore them, they don't pay attention, and that's a problem. If they were easy, because you can't challenge someone who you don't think can understand you perfectly because it's not their native language. But if it's someone who speaks their native tongue, then they're more apt to be challenged, but you don't want...
Oh, yes. You don't have to tell me that. In Switzerland, we have always these guys speaking German try to speak to us in French about something. Most of the time, you gave up after 20 seconds because the guy, at best, is fun. At worst, it's just impossible to understand. So, this is what it is. Many of the public person in Switzerland are German-speaking people. So,
yeah.
Sometimes you get this guy that speak with, to you with an horrible accent, but he's a public officer in your own country. And you get to try to understand what he's saying somehow.
Yeah, but my point is that's how they get a pass. They figure,
yes,
you can't really challenge someone who doesn't really speak properly, because maybe they're not going to understand exactly what you're saying. But
yes.
Plausible
deniability. I was not really understanding the real intricacy of the word I was saying. And it's not my fault, because English is only my third language. You know, I speak firstly French, then I learned some German. After that, I had English. So difficult for me to really convey my idea with the right words. So you have to give me a pass on the fact that I did not really say that it was a pandemic.
Yes. Well, thank you for accompanying me on my drive home. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you maybe later.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Benoit.
So let's listen to some more Teresa Tam, because I am a sadist. And the accent, honestly, the accent was not that bad. So, okay, I find something that... That character cannot be a born female. I don't believe it, and I am sure that it has absolutely... No, there is no possibility that that person, that I respect deeply as a human being, I mean, not saying that because of sexual identity or whatever, it is to be degraded in any way, but that thing, if I can call it a thing, was never, ever, ever a girl. Let me tell you that. So let's listen to that deep, soothing and calming voice to end this transmission. So thank you, everyone. You have been listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com. Bye, everyone.
So I think the laboratory confirmed cases is the tip of the iceberg, and I think we all understand that. And the key is to really have good surveillance systems, testing, and contact tracing. So if you see right now is looking at the trends in laboratory cases, and it is the goal to increase the number of tests, and you've seen the numbers increasing in a number of jurisdictions over time. And I think the serologic studies will also help at looking at how much of the population has actually been infected. So the total numbers will probably become more evident as the antibody studies are carried out to look at the who had been already infected. And we expect that to be quite a lot more than who's been diagnosed at the moment. So that's going to become evident. But one of the objectives and the criteria for the next phase is that cases have still got to come down. I actually think is that the hospitalizations and the ICU numbers, of course, also has to come down and stabilize, because a key objective is actually keeping any numbers low enough so that your health system is not overwhelmed. That's a very critical aspect to the next phase, is that you have the ability to manage your cases, to detect them, to manage the contacts, so that it is kept below the level upon which your public health and your healthcare system.
Bangkok, ladyboys, looks like a lady, in fact, it's a chap. It's a chap. Yo, what's up, G? Some homie's been dissing my bitch.
Hello, Alan.
God created Adam and Eve. He didn't create Adam and Steve. Ooh. Oh, I'd love to have it off with her. Hello, Camp David.
Hello, Alan.
It's a chap. Uh-huh. Looks like a lady. It's a chap. Uh-huh. Lady boy. It's a chap. Uh-huh. Looks like a lady. It's a chap. Lady boy. You fill in the pond with concrete, you plow the family into the field, you blow up the tree and use the leaves to make a dress for your wife, who's also your brother. Looks like a lady. It's a chap. Uh-huh. Lady boy. It's a chap. Uh-huh. Looks like a lady. It's a chap. Uh-huh. Lady boy. It's a chap.
I'm really the end of it, and that's all, folks.